Quranic verses in perspective.
Hello and welcome to Quranic Verses in Perspective, which is prepared by Dr. Mola Yusuf Izzedine. We will begin today with verse 36 of Surat al-Anfal, the interpretation of which is, Lo, those who disbelieve spend their wealth in order that they may debar men from the way of Allah. They will spend it, then it will become anguish for them, then they will be conquered, and those who disbelieve will be gathered to hell. Ibn Kathir, in commenting on this verse, quoted Muhammad ibn Ishaq, who said that during the Battle of Badr, the Meccans suffered a great deal. They returned to Mecca, defeated, and then began to ask for financial assistance in order to prepare to avenge their defeat. Sayyid Qutb commented that this is a traditional method of the enemies of Islam. They spend their money and waste their efforts instead of following the way of Allah. They raise obstacles in the way of Islam and, whenever possible, fight Muslim groups. This battle will not cease, and the enemies of Islam will never rest, nor leave this religion and its adherents in peace. The best way for Muslims to defend themselves is to attack. They must move to destroy the strengths of the ignorance in order that they will cease transgressing against them. Allah has warned the disbelievers who spend their wealth in preventing men from following Allah that there will come a time of anguish. After this great anguish, they will be defeated and right will prevail. Money which is spent to support evil will be countered by the righteous struggle which will overwhelm it. In this long duel, the true nature of the combatants will be revealed, and finally, the truth will be distinguished from evil. Similarly, the people of truth will be distinguished from the people of evil. Even amongst those who fight, those who persevere will be distinguished from those who were not persevering and patient. Those who were patient will deserve the victory of Allah, because they are worthy of the responsibility. In this test, Allah will cause the evil to be with the evil, and the wicked with the wicked, with the good separated from them. The fate of the evil and the wicked is hell, while the fate of the good will be paradise. The Quranic expression symbolizes the wicked. The symbolism is such that it appears that the crime has a size like a bundle of dirt. This description is found in verse 37. That Allah might separate the wicked from the good, the wicked will He place piece upon piece and heap them all together and consign them to hell. Such truly are the losers. The next verse under discussion is verse 38. Tell those who disbelieve that if they cease from persecution of believers, that which is past will be forgiven them. But if they return to it, then the example of the men of old has already gone before them for a warning. This verse was addressed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It tells him to order the disbelievers to cease what they are doing, to abandon their infidelity and stubbornness, and to enter the religion of Islam. If they were to do this, then Allah would forgive all their previous sins, no matter what they were. According to a hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the person who becomes a good Muslim would not be asked about what he had done before Islam. However, he who does a grave sin after embracing Islam, he will be asked about what he had done at the beginning and at the end, that is, before he embraced Islam. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad said that Islam severs that which went before, and repentance severs that which has gone before. Thus, there is an opportunity for those who are not Muslim to cease their pagan practices and to enter the fold of Islam. This opportunity exists for everyone, even those engaged in waging war against Islam and its adherents. If they repent, then Allah will forgive them, for Islam cuts off what went before. Thus, if an individual enters Islam, he is innocent of all that he did before. Despite, or perhaps because of, this ease of repentance, Allah orders His Prophet to fight the disbelievers. and fight them until persecution is no more, and religion is all for Allah. But if they cease, then lo, Allah is seer of what they do. The Quran in this verse establishes a fair system with which the Muslims can confront ignorance. Islam has a general declaration as to the relationship between man and Allah, and to the worship which man owes his Lord. Man is subject to the will of Allah, and he testifies to this when he states that there is no God save Allah. Sayyid Qutb described these words as a general revolution, but words which have a mastery of all forms, shades, and systems of the subject. Islam calls for a total rejection of all the systems in which the subject rules rather than Allah. In order that this goal might be achieved, two conditions must be fulfilled. Firstly, one must keep harm away from all those who believe in Islam, declare themselves free of the tyranny of their equals, declaring that they serve Allah alone. This cannot be fulfilled without the existence of a believing entity and a believing leadership which applies the laws of Allah. The second requirement is to overcome every power on earth which bases itself on the subjugation of man, one to another. In considering this point, the hadith, "No compulsion in religion," may be mentioned. Sayyid Qutb commented that verse 39 must be taken to mean the removal of all material barriers which prevent the believer worshipping Allah. This means that the sovereignty of tyrants must be eliminated together with all other systems and regimes which subjugate human beings. Once this is done, then every individual will be free to follow Allah and will be able to submit to Allah alone. No compulsion in religion is a concept which can only be applied when there is no force which opposes Islam. A system which actively discourages conversion to Islam and which tribulates those who have freed themselves from the system is not impartial. This is the reason for verse 39. And fight them until persecution is no more, and religion is all for Allah. Humanity will never be free on this earth until all religion belongs to Allah, and there is no one to oppress man and prevent him thinking and thereby finding his own way. This is why Muslims will fight and why Allah orders this, until persecution is no more. For those who accept this principle and submit to the idea that everyone is free to do what he wants, will be accepted by Muslims. The Muslims would not search for their innermost intention motive, but be content to leave this to Allah. For in the words of the Quran, Allah is seer of what they do, and if they turn away, then know that Allah is your befriender, a transcendent patron, a transcendent helper. And with this, we come to the end of this edition of Quranic Verses in Perspective. Quranic Verses in Perspective is prepared each week by Dr. Mul Yusuf Izzedine.